one person can actually control all of their data basically on one PC at this point, and even
right.
if they need backup, you know, that's fine. We have so much storage these days compared to what we're collecting. But when you get to a small business, then a medium business, and a large business, is the technology there to store all this stuff and the facility to retrieve it?
Yes, it is. It takes a little bit more work than just, you know, for an individual to have a collection of pictures on their PC. But the technology does exist. You have to go through a process, which we actually document in one of the cases in the book, where not only do you have to analyze what your information flows are, but you also it's very, and we touched on this earlier. It's very important. It's not about replacing text with images. It's only about replacing descriptions of visual things with the images themselves. But you still have to have the text that allows you, first of all, to find things because they have to be indexed, and second, to contextualize them. A picture is not always, you know, self-obvious if you don't know where it was taken, when it was taken, what it was taken for. So you have to put in place these kinds of data structures. And interestingly enough, that often leads to thinking about vocabulary, thinking about how you describe things, putting in place a lexicon. And the companies that have done this have gained such enormous advantage from it that there has been a real pull to try to get these lexicons adopted as standards within their industries.